Welcome to the Life Songs Blogcast. Hey, I'm Josh, and this is my blog, Pants Technology. We live in exciting times. Pretend the pandemic is over, and social, racial, and political unrest is solved, and taxes and gas prices go back down, and what we're left with are exciting times. I know this because pants stretch. When I was a kid, the only pants that stretched were brightly colored sweatpants with elastic waistbands and elastic ankle bands. As a boy, I was all about comfort. I would have worn those soft, stretchy sweatpants everywhere. To the playground, school, church, everywhere. My parents were less keen on this idea, so I also had some stiff Bugle Boy jeans and some unforgiving khaki shorts, primarily for church in the summertime. Today's fashion utilizes modern fabrics and technology to give us things like 8-way flex chinos and pajama jeans, clothes that both look fashionable and office appropriate, with the added bonus that they feel like glorious sweatpants. Like I said before, we live in exciting times. But once you cross the line into comfortable fashion, you start to expect that level of maximum stretchiness in other aspects of life. You become flex-entitled. A flex-entitled person expects comfort in all aspects of life. They complain when television shows are not released en masse. Waiting is for someone with ill-fitting, non-stretchy pants. They don't believe in the concept of constructive criticism, because all criticism makes them uncomfortable. What sort of button-up jeans-wearing jerk has the right to destroy my bliss? The flex-entitled also tend to become more selective in the parts of the Bible they subscribe to. If something Jesus said doesn't give them the warm fuzzies, we'll just say it's no longer culturally relevant. And sin is a matter of perspective. A great commission? You mean like a job? Hard pass. The world around us caters to the flex-entitled. If you're comfortable, you don't tend to make a ruckus. Unless society wants you to ruckus, then you better change your profile pic and grab a picket sign fast. Hashtag cancel culture. Flex-entitled folks don't really know or care what God values. And what he values is character. They've forfeited hard-won character for immediate comfort. Once you've elevated your personal comfort to the idol level, it's pretty easy to fall prey to the rationalizations of the world system. Now, I confess, I am sometimes, maybe even oftentimes, flex-entitled. You probably are too. It's hard to stay on a straight and narrow path when there are moving sidewalks, you know, like at the airport. They're way more fun to ride, and everyone else is on them, so you don't feel so alone. Ultimately, the kind of pants you like doesn't matter, but the kind of person you are really, truly does matter. There's a brilliant song on Life Songs right now called Act Justly, Love Mercy, Walk Humbly. It's a message out of the book of Micah. It's a calling to a path that won't feel like soft, cozy sweatpants. Together, let's guard our hearts and pursue Jesus before the comfort of this pajama jean world. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8 says, "Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that comes from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world, rather than from Christ."